Welcome to the podcast series, Small Business Survival Conversations. Through our weekly conversations, we hope to provide you with strategies and insights, knowledge and expertise to enlighten you as you work to build and grow your business. Here are your hosts, Anna Steinfest and Dr. Michael Troyer.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Michael, and my colleague here is Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hello, everyone.
Today, we're focusing on using artificial intelligence to make your business better and easier. And we're going to give you just some quick senses of where you can go and why you should be involved in using AI as your assistant, or helping others in your organization use it as an assistant if you have a few more people around you. Anna, I know that it has great value in the whole realm of marketing, and every business has to market to find its customers. And that means you have to capture your customers quickly and smartly. And for the small business, when you don't have a marketing department, that's a big challenge. So how can we use AI to get us there?
Yes, we want to give you the formula, Michael. What you just said is by utilizing AI, small business owners, especially the solopreneurs, they will have a superpowers. Because once you get these superpowers, first of all, you will get more efficient and you will be more effective. And that will not, the best part is that will not impact your bottom line. In fact, it will increase your bottom line if you're utilizing AI. And I know that for a lot of you listeners, you may be scared of using AI. Don't be. Just give it a try and try our formulas, what we will give you today. Just as a little bit of a background, AI kind of mimics the human intelligence when it performs tasks. I know for some of you, like, okay, now Anna, what are you talking about? Well, let's give you an example like Michael said. Michael, I will start with utilizing ChatGPT. You can have Gemini. You can utilize any AI platform to simplify, let's say, your marketing process, especially for small business owners who feel very, very overwhelmed. What will be the ingredients? Like we said, we are talking about recipe right now. The ingredients of our recipe, not the flour and the eggs. Now we'll talk about your tasks. You have to make sure that you have a clear objective. What do you want to accomplish by utilizing AI? Because Michael, you know, if you don't know where you're going, any road can lead you that way.
It's really, what problem are you trying to solve today by leaning on ChatGPT or one of the others as your assistant?
Absolutely. So number one, clear objective. Number two, you have to give the AI platform a role definition. What do we mean? We say, for example, ChatGPT, I want you to be my virtual assistant, for example. I want you to be my marketer, marketing analyst. So you assign a role to this platform, because think about AI is kind of a machine, and that particular machine can tap into billions of data in the whole wild world.
And I think what's important for you to understand is it's really a language engine. So the language you choose is very important in terms of guiding it to do what you want it to do. So I don't want to make that relationship. Just think of the right words to help guide it in terms of the objective you're after. So you're priming it. You're getting it ready to do the work you want it to do.
Absolutely, Michael. You absolutely said it. You're priming it. So you're giving them a role. So from all these wide range it can do, you're trying to kind of narrow the vision. Because if you're more defined, if you give them a lot more details, guess what? What you will get in results is, it will be superb. So number two is the role definition. In our case, we'll say, I want you to be a marketer, marketing analyst. And then you have to define what kind of skill set identification this particular role should have. Number four ingredients of our recipe here is data preparation. You should have some data. In the marketing world, you should know who is your targeted audience. That's number one. If you don't know, go ahead, Michael.
Well, I just think it's so important to, we use the word data, and I think too many people go immediately to thinking, well, you've got a collection of numbers of some kind, but data is more than that. You might have, let's say you had 2,000 reviews of your product. That's data. That's words, but it's data. You could put those 2,000 reviews into ChatGPT and ask them, what are the trends you're seeing in these comments on my product? And suddenly you have information you can't get to yourself. But from a marketing standpoint, you have a much better sense now, thanks to ChatGPT, of what the overwhelming or about 80% of them are saying versus the other 10%. So I got off your point maybe a little
no,
bit.
No, absolutely, here. Michael. The data, what exactly, you're absolutely on point. The data you will feed ChatGPT is extremely important because that's what ChatGPT will utilize to sort all these additional billions of data analysis out there to make sure that it narrows it down and deliver the answer to you. Absolutely.
And it is numbers and it is words. So those reviews, for example, are words. It's all kinds of things out there that we can call in large terms data that you feed the machine.
Yeah, I mean, in our data, just to give you an example also off of what Michael just said, if you have a Facebook website, for some small business owners, that's what they have. So you can go into the analytics, just take a picture of the analytics and drop it into the AI platform you're utilizing and say, based on, again, the ingredients, I will repeat. And at the end, we will have them again. You have a clear objective. You have a role definition, skill set. So we are talking about marketer right now. They want to make sure that this marketer analyze a certain portion of your niche, your data. You already, instead of just take a picture of your analytics from the platform and drop it. And then the last ingredients of the recipes, task description. What do you want this AI to do for you? This is it. So again, the ingredients, number one, we want you to have a clear objective. Number two, make sure that you define a role for this AI machine. Number three, skill set identification. Number four, data preparation. And number five, at the end, task description. If you have all these, that's it. We call this at the end prime prompt polish. Am I correct, Michael?
Yes, you're correct. Can I now, this is not fair, but let me throw out an interesting example and I'll challenge you on it. So Anna doesn't know I'm going to ask you this, so bear with us all. I want to put out a marketing message in which I'm going to do the voiceover for part of that marketing message. And I want that voiceover to sound like me and the rhythm of my speech and how I talk. Can I not give to ChatGPT an audio of my talking and some of my writing so that ChatGPT gets a sense of how I do these things and say, give me a script. That's part of the description I want now. Give me a script that allows me to say it comfortably because I speak in a particular way. And ChatGPT will then come back to me with the script for my voiceover, for my ad. And I haven't had to take all the time to do that. But I'll be comfortable reading it because it's done in my, and we all have our own styles of writing words and putting them in a progression. So I define the role. I ask it for the skill sets. You have to mimic me. Here's the data to draw from. Here's all my written material. And here's some examples of my vocal expressions. And now I need you to write me a script. That's the task description.
Absolutely, Michael. And, you know, in some cases, you can even have this on the settings. Let's say ChatGPT on the settings, you can define this at the beginning. So every single time you don't have to tell ChatGPT, I want you to write with the tone of voice of, let's say, William Shakespeare. I know. So you can define exactly who you want this to mimic, or you like another poet, or if you would like another writer. So it literally will the response will be done in that particular way, whatever you want. But that's now, if you don't like the response, that's where we have the polish, Michael. You can feedback the ChatGPT. I don't like this. Can you change that? That's the polish. So prime prompt polish. That's another way you can think about prime is all these things, clear objective, role definition, skill set identification, data preparation. So this is kind of the prime. So you're priming the machine to make sure that it gives you the task. Then prompted is pretty much task description. This is what I want you to do for me. And then when you receive the results, if you don't like it, then polish it. So you tell the machine, this is what I want you to polish. Prime, prompt, polish. So these are some other ways you can look at that. But you can do it, like I said, you can put it in the settings in ChatGPT. So every time you go, instead of giving the same direction, this is, I don't want you to start the email. For example, you want to generate emails for you. You don't want to start with, it was nice speaking with you. Certain sentence, I want you to use this particular person's style. I want you to illustrate this at the fifth grade level. All these things you can preset without you giving them directions all the time. So you teach the machine to work with you. And with ChatGPT, every single chat is, you can go back, it remembers it in the chat. And I know that they have a better version right now where the some of the chats, you can kind of remember the previous chat. So all these things are coming up, but just, we want you to start basic.
I go back to saying you need to be playing in this sandbox every day to become fluent. And be patient. No, it takes time. But honest, I think giving you a wonderful outline for how to approach this, the prime, prompt, and polish guidelines are absolutely wonderful. It's the way to get yourself started. Rather than being afraid, try it out, see how it goes. And you, the wonder of this assistant at your elbow is this assistant learns, as Anna has said. So the next time you don't have to feed all of this back to it. You just tell it what your task is. It knows the other things that you expect of it, and it can improve what it offers you.
We're challenging you right now to go and start playing and email us. We want to hear from you.
And we're going to keep coming back to you once a month in our podcast, or once every four podcasts, to help you discover other tools or other ways. Or what we mean in prompting, we have all kinds of things we want to touch on to help you, as that small business owner, help to democratize this whole marketplace in which we operate.
Michael, that's a big word. We will simply say, give you superpowers. Yes,
make it. You can compete with everybody. There,
exactly,
we go.
Exactly. That's our main thing. Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to the Small Business Survival Conversation podcast. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. In the meantime, hook up with us on our Facebook group at Small Business Survival Tools and Tips. Till next time, thank you for listening.